Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values.
America is a less free place if late-night comedians cannot do and say what they want.
We should not be going after people for this. Look, did he get some things wrong? Yeah, I mean, but he is not a commentator, a news anchor. This is somebody who's a comedian.
Oh, that was J.B. Pritzker, and it makes me want to throw up in my mouth just a little bit that I might agree with him a little bit on this one. But you heard Brian Stelter in the middle there, and I'm just telling you, for those of you who missed it, there was nothing more fun, because this all broke as I was leaving the air last night. There were a couple of reports on the X, formerly Twitter. I didn't even believe it at the time, and then the New York Times had a story with the ABC announcement that they were sidelining Kimmel and his show, and then everyone, Stelter on, I couldn't help myself. I always listen to Laura. I get off at 6. I turn on the Fox broadcast on Sirius XM, but I had to listen to CNN because I knew that their heads would be exploding, and in fact, they were. So here's the original comments from Jimmy on his show on Monday.
He hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
So he's way off base there, and it became even more apparent that he was on Tuesday. But then Tuesday night, he is ripping into Trump because Trump's asked a question about Charlie Kirk, and he addresses it briefly, but then he kind of goes on to another topic. But it's not as if Trump had not been talking about Charlie Kirk for like 5 straight days. But Kimmel isolates that particular incident and says this.
This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a 4-year-old mourns a goldfish.
So then we find out that Nexstar and Sinclair, they have complaints. They express those complaints to ABC. ABC decides to pull the show, whether it ever comes back. I don't think we know at this point. My guess would be I don't think it does. Dwayne Patterson is here with HotAir.com, the host of Dwayne's World podcast. He's the producer of Hugh Hewitt's show, and he's become a great friend of this show. I love segments like this because I literally do not know where you are on this topic. I heard Hugh earlier this afternoon, but we may have a couple of differences of opinions on this one. But how are you, Dwayne?
I am doing okay. Good to talk to you again. And yeah, we may disagree with this, and that's okay if we disagree with this,
well,
right? Because that's kind of what we're allowed to do in
absolutely.
This society.
Here's my whole deal. If you do, you have the exact same narrative. You just take out Brendan Carr and what he said on Benny Johnson's podcast. You just take that out of the mix. The whole story is the same otherwise. I've got no problems with it whatsoever. But because of Brendan Carr and what he said, and it goes counter to what he's tweeted in the past about free speech, when it even is the appearance of this government influence, I don't like it.
Okay, and that's fair, except we actually had a 6-3 Supreme Court decision just a year or two ago, the Murthy decision, Murthy versus Missouri, I think is what the original case was. Amy Coney Barrett writing for the majority, including all three lefty justices, they came down on the side of the Biden administration using amorphous, nonspecific threats to not comply with government edicts about what would happen to you if we decided to regulate you. And look, this whole both sides thing, I'm just over the both sides thing. What I'm coming down to is it's still a private sector company that is operating in a regulated space. If Jimmy Kimmel is on, if he's doing a Conan O'Brien show on TBS, where they are not FCC licensed, if you came out today and said some comments about the ownership of your station, is that protected speech? Would your company fire you? Yes, they would.
Yeah, they would. Well, that's not a free speech issue. It's because the government isn't getting involved in that particular case.
Right. And again, government would not. I mean, let's look at the parameters of this. Let's say hypothetically nothing happens. ABC doubles down. They keep them on. And the FCC decides to go to their commissioners, start an investigation, hold a hearing, decide to make a move. It immediately gets litigated in court and stopped in court by a district judge. And there's a hearing in 3 months. It goes up to an appellate court. And in another 6 months to a year, you're already past this administration. The actual likelihood of the doomsday scenario the left is trying to paint happening in this term on this specific instance, if you look at the actual record of how district courts have been going, and by the time we get to the appellate process and actually have this question answered all the way up to the Supreme Court, it's years down the road. It would not have happened. It's a veiled threat. Yes. Is it an actual threat? No. What actually took place was
a business decision.
The affiliates, the Sinclair affiliates, which is a conservative network, they compete with Salem. I mean, Salem and Sinclair have been sparring partners in the radio world and now in the TV world for a very long time. We've got a lot of friends in Sinclair. They are a conservative group. They are not overtly Christian like Salem is, but they are very conservative. And what Charlie did, they just could not tolerate. It was not something they wanted to do. And so they said, we're just not going to carry it.
What Jimmy
and that
did.
That was the end.
Yeah. Yeah. What Kimmel did, you mean. I think you said right. Charlie.
I'm sorry. I meant Kimmel.
No. Right. And so Nexstar did the same thing. Now there's some, you know, business. That's why I say, look, these decisions could have been made before Brendan Carr said anything or, you know, out of the realm of his comments involving the FCC and Kimmel's show, because I think it was mainly a business decision and they had to look at a broader picture here. But aren't you a little uneasy with the, because if this was on the other foot, if Gavin Newsom's there and he's in the White House and he deems something that Hugh Hewitt says or that Mark Reardon says or Dwayne Patterson says, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be a big player. Hugh would be. But then you have different dynamics at work there. And I think our side would be screaming at the top of their lungs.
They would, and it would be litigated, and the process would happen on the other side until that question is ultimately answered.
So, in the aftermath of all this, let's kind of get back to what Kimmel was saying, because this is serving a little bit as a distraction now, because really what I was talking about until about 5:50 yesterday was this nonsense that Kimmel and others continue to try to spread about how this assassin is somehow to the right of Charlie Kirk. And that's basically what got people's attention in that monologue on Monday, that he had the gall to go out there. And by the way, I've seen this in so many different places from people that ordinarily probably wouldn't do this. I don't know. But they're so beholden. They have such a bad case of TDS that they still to this date, with the text messages that were read, there's people out there that say, the FBI just scripted that. Those are fake. That they don't believe that this kid, you know, was not MAGA. Jimmy Kimmel, when he tells millions, well, he doesn't have millions, does he? He's got 1.5 million, not a very big audience. He tells the audience that they believe it.
Do you remember all the way back to the days of George W. Bush when he was running for election and they dropped this story about the Texas Air National Guard?
Oh, yeah.
And Dan Rather swore it was true on CBS News. In fact, today he still swears it's true, even when it was proven that the letter in question, which would have been written before computers, was written in Microsoft Word, right? So, I mean, it was proven to be a forgery, a fake document. So it was fake news. It was intentional misinformation, knowing misinformation. What happened to Dan Rather, ultimately?
Well, ultimately, he was deplatformed.
Was that censorship?
No. But it wasn't over
the brand.
Yeah.
He hurt the brand of CBS. That's what Jimmy Kimmel did. He's hurting the
brand. Oh, I don't
disagree
with that at all. I do not disagree with that. I don't think he's been funny for a while. He has taken it upon himself to, you know, to be Colbert Jr. or whatever he wants to do. And I wish he would have left the air a long time ago, because I don't really understand the appeal at all.
Who's the worst offender thus far that you've seen in all of the Charlie Kirk blowback, as far as saying the most offensive, insensitive thing possible? What's the worst example you've seen thus
far?
Well,
I mean, Matthew Dowd jumps out from the immediacy of everything that happened. That's a very good question. There's been so much. I mean, there really has been. I mean, if I look at I highlighted yesterday, and I even mentioned this earlier, this David Schuster guy, who I used to watch reports of on, you know, the Today Show. He's whacked out on this stuff, you know, offering conspiracy theories. This was a guy that was trusted as an NBC News reporter. But when you ask me that question about who's been the most egregious, gosh, who's your pick? I don't know.
I've got a new entry that's 3 hours old.
Uh-oh.
Can you let me play? Can you let me play a cut?
Sure. Do I have it?
Hawaii.
Are you going to play it right now?
I think I can play it because I'm in my studio here.
Okay.
This is Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't hear it right now. Hang on. Here we go. High-tech radio
what's
here.
What's happening, and that is why the bills that Senator Markey's, Senator Klobuchar, and I have introduced and others will provide some relief for the millions of small businesses in our country who are taking it in the neck.
Taking it in the neck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's
Mazie Hirono is talking about legislation to fight the Small Business Administration. Because poor small businesses are taking it in the neck.
Well, that won't get any coverage. No one outside of this airing right now will ever hear that in the legacy media. That will not even be highlighted, right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Kelly Loeffler, who is the administrator for the SBA, said, "This disgraceful comment is shocking even by your own low standards, Mazie Hirono. Fair trade isn't the problem. Your calculated violent rhetoric is." Since, again, this was 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I missed
Since
this
then,
because I've been on the air.
Mazie Hirono tweets back, "You're right. I should have been more direct. Small businesses are getting effed by your disastrous tariffs." And she used the word.
Well, she's an embarrassment. And I highlighted her yesterday because I'm sure that you noticed this moment where she basically had to admit that there were biological differences between men and women. She was grilling Cash Patel about some of the pull-ups, and she thought it was unfair that the standard for pull-ups would be the same for men and women. I'm sorry, that's transphobic to me, right?
Sure sounds like that to me, too,
yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm going to question that. Cancel Mazie Hirono. She really is one of the more embarrassing members of the Senate. You know, I don't even know that that's... You know, there's no question she's at the top of the list. All right, so in the rest of this world in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk, let me kind of go back just to this thing with Kimmel to make a broader point on this. One of the things that frustrates me is I feel, Duane, like we're making progress on a lot of this stuff in the culture wars. And look at, I think this last week is a great example. I think a lot of people were caught off guard, myself included, at the amount of attention the assassination got and the effect it had on so many millions of people in this country, especially young people. So there's progress moving forward. All this trans stuff, there's progress. You got more and more people coming forward. I think this is a bit of a setback with the FCC stuff. Now, having said that, I also think it's more of an inside baseball thing because most American people aren't going to get into the weeds here on the FCC aspect outside of, you know, pundits and shows like yours and shows like mine. So from a broader perspective, I'm not sure the impact. But, boy, they've spent more time on this than they've spent on being angry about the assassination itself, haven't they?
That is what the takeaway is going to be, is everybody's looking around going, wait a minute, we're about ready to watch a funeral service from Arizona on Sunday in a football stadium to honor the life and wonder why we've gotten to a place in this country where a guy going out and talking to college kids gets shot and killed, making his wife a widow and abandoning two small children. And the media is more worried and more apoplectic about a late-night talk show host getting suspended indefinitely than they are about actual free speech under assault. And basically, I mean, Mike Rowe, I have a serious man crush on Mike Rowe. I adore the guy. He was on a podcast last week and said, I'm still trying to wrestle with my own feelings here. It feels to me like somebody posted the Constitution up on the wall and shot the First Amendment. And that was really kind of a good way to put it, because that's what happened. A maniacal person poisoned by the left, by progressivism, decided the only way to save what I hold dear is to make sure this person no longer has a voice, and shot him in the throat. I mean, that should be the story. If you're worried about free speech, that should be the story. But instead, no, we're talking about a code of conduct issue that ABC is having a revolt with its own affiliates and decides that even ABC Disney has a line that can be crossed. And Jimmy Kimmel crossed it.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, that's why I don't have any, you know, hard feelings or sadness for Jimmy Kimmel getting tossed to the sidelines. And I hope it really continues. But it's just that government aspect. You probably read Barry in the Free Press editorial this morning, right?
Sure.
I kind of land on their side of the equation. And again, I'm frustrated more so just because I feel like we've been winning on a lot of these issues. And, you know, on the media, has been exposed and they're being exposed more and more. And then this kind of puts a ball back in their court, potentially, if you know what I mean.
One of the points I tried to make, I've written like two or three very religious based columns, more so than I've ever done in my life. But I've done a lot of that over the last week or so at Hot Air. And one of the points I tried to make is I've been a conservative my whole life. I've been a Republican my whole life. I've spent 30 years of a professional broadcast career doing my best to get Republicans and conservatives elected everywhere I possibly can. That said, I understand the mood of secular conservatives who want to use this stupid rule that the left employed and created for cancel culture, when anybody they didn't like got everything thrown at them until they got that person deplatformed and off the air. It happened to countless conservatives all over the place in media. And
I had advertisers.
Right,
look, I followed Rush Limbaugh for 15 years.
Bet.
I had
you
people
bet.
That were specifically targeting, you know, my advertisers to get them to play. By the way, the pressure worked sometimes.
Absolutely. Now, people on the right are using that same rule because there's only one rule. And if that's the rule now, then we're going to use that same rule. And the left is apoplectic. Well, you can't do that. That's unfair. That's wrong. That's fascist. That's evil. You can't do that. Now, here's the problem with it. I would agree that if you don't have a lick of faith within you or some higher purpose and you are just a secular conservative, that's why conservatism in and of itself isn't enough. It's not going to fix the culture. Getting evenism isn't going to be enough to pull this country out of the tailspin. The only thing that's going to pull this country out is if there is some grace and some higher purpose there, and you've got to look and see, okay, well, maybe forgiveness along the way is appropriate to apply, or maybe not taking every single issue and not going hyperbolic and trying to extract the exact amount of blood on the other side.
Yeah.
At some point, we've got to figure out how to move forward here and reach the people that we can reach. Millions of people saw evil on display last week. In front of their eyes, they saw it just play out. And even if they were progressives, even if they were on the left, the people that they thought were their friends that they allied with are now celebrating that evil. And they're like, I don't even know what's on the other side of the argument, but I know I don't want to be on this evil side anymore. And they're looking for something else. It's up to people of faith to reach those people. And if you get the faith right, the politics will take care of themselves.
Dwayne Patterson, well stated. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.